the corner. Help is on the way. Welcome to Mix Sunday Morning.
Welcome into Mix Sunday Mornings. It's Alabama's best mix, Mix 106.5. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. You were just listening to Toby Mac, Help Is On The Way. What a song to start this show off, because he is there. He is your help. He is your way. But we are so excited. We've lined up guests, and I told a couple of guests we'd have stars on the sidewalk. But now we have someone who owns the sidewalk. Today on the show, Miss Ashley Lauren Elrod. Thank you for coming. How are you doing?
I am great. Thank you so much for having me. That was quite an intro.
I'm serious. People don't take me serious. You know, there will be a star. There'll be something out here, and I'm going to take a picture and send it to you.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Well, I'm excited to hear what you have to share with us, what God has laid on your heart, interested to learn a little bit about you, your journey that God has brought you through, and how you are turning around and using that to help women and to help people. I mean, you are such a blessing, and I cannot wait to hear it. So coming up, we'll have more of Miss Ashley Lauren Elrod. You're listening to Sunday Morning Mix right here on Mix 106.5. All the money that... Mary Beth Suddeth, Never Going Back, right here on Alabama's Best Mix, Mix 106.5, and this is Mix Sunday Morning. And Miss Ashley Lauren Elrod on the show. That's a lot of mixes, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, that's like subliminal messaging, you know, mix. What'd you listen to? We listened to the mix. So, I mean, that's mix, mix, mix.
Yeah. It's good. It's a good mix.
Well, again, I told you before the show started, I am more than humbled to have you on this morning, because, you know, I really don't know how we met on Instagram, but I love watching your videos, because what I see more than your dancing, your motivational speaking, your acting, I see this smile, and I see the light of that smile. And it's not just what it is. It's, man, it's something inside of you. It's the light of the Lord, and it just shines through you. No matter what you're doing in any of the videos you share, I mean, that's what I get out of it. I'm just in awe of how God is using you.
Thank you. Thank you. I really, really appreciate that. It's definitely been a journey, and it's always kind of, you know, going to be a journey. As you know, from following, I think for quite a few years now, I've always shared like my ups and downs and been very honest and transparent with me, and just my journey of self-discovery and like how I'm growing deeper with God and how my relationship with God even came to be, which was out of like, you know, trauma and a lot of hurt and pain. So yeah, the smile you see is just that person who I think is just constantly always getting back up, you know, after being knocked down so many times. So yeah, God is good.
Now, you are a singer, dancer, motivational singer, actor. Did I miss anything?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, I'm like I don't know how many hyphenates now. I'm a singer-songwriter, I'm a dancer and actor, motivational speaker, but I'm also a certified mental health coach who's practicing as well, and a leader at Elevation Online for the first ever mental health program, you know, started there this past year when COVID hit. And I am also a casting director. I own my own small productions company, and I'm a producer and director too. So it's like my weeks are crazy. I never know what's gonna happen, but that's also exciting. And all of it goes back to, you know, using as many gifts as possible to serve God and to be a light in a very dark world and also a very dark industry that I think just needs more and more believers in it to inspire people.
Well, I know we could probably talk all morning, but if we could keep you for maybe another segment or two,
and
just dive back in, because you know we're in a small town in East Central Alabama. We're about 45 miles southeast of Birmingham.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you are in New York. Okay, you're in that other continent up there. All right.
Yeah.
And you're traveling from New York to California, and we talked about God has given you a platform to move for him, and he's moving you in different places. So when we come back, let's talk about that a little bit. All right, you're listening to Mix Sunday Mornings right here on Mix 106.5. Unspoken, Start a Fire right here on Mix Sunday Mornings. Miss Ashley Lauren Elrod, and speaking of starting a fire, we talked about how you... God is moving you right now. He has. You had a tremendous career as a dancer. I know you were on a stage with a very popular artist, and I don't know if that's where it began, but when did you see God to start, when he started working in your life? Where were you at that point?
Yeah. Gosh, it's been such a winding journey that it's kind of hard to like specifically pinpoint. I feel like just because, like I know God's always been there. Like from a very small child, I had something in my spirit. Like I didn't know how to articulate it, that it was the Holy Spirit. But even at 6 and 7 years old, I knew, like, I knew there was something in me that was speaking to me and guiding me. And I feel it to this day. It honestly is what keeps me going. And I know that's the Holy Spirit telling me that you're on the right track. This is what you're meant to do. Keep going. And I felt that at a very young age. And even though there's been a lot of ups and downs, I feel like I really didn't specifically start seeing truly God moving in that. But also, I guess I didn't start allowing God, I should say, to truly be in it and lead it. I should say it that way, because that was the truth. Like I always was praising God and thanking God for all my opportunities when I was getting them coming out of college, but I don't feel like I fully was allowing him to lead and being in a true relationship with him, honestly, until I kind of had a breakdown. I kind of...
It's kind of funny how that works, you know?
Yeah. No, seriously, I really did. There was a lot of tumultuous things happening at that time. Like, as you know, I'm a survivor. And at that time, like one of my abusers was getting out of jail. And I was dealing with that while coming out of fresh out of college. And then on top of that, I was in a very manipulative relationship. And dealing with someone who, you know, was going back and forth to Afghanistan at the time with the war happening. So it was a lot happening for a young 20-something year old woman who also had a career that was starting to boom. Like I was getting onto sets. I was getting booked on major productions. And it was all happening so fast. People were putting pressure on me, I feel like, to hurry up and make it to Hollywood. And all of it came crashing down. And I know God did that on purpose. Like, I feel like, you know, he just made it all come to a crashing halt. And it brought me to literally the end of myself, that I had to let him in. I had to let him truly lead. And that is when, in 2014, when I started truly being like, okay, God, like, if you want me to do this, if this is my calling, I want to do this right. I want you to lead this. I want to make sure I'm doing this for the right reasons and remembering my why of why I wanted to do this in the first place when I was growing up. So, yeah. And it led me to now, where I've been able to you know, have my own company and work with some of the biggest directors in Hollywood and actors from Suicide Squad, David Dismalshian or Kevin Pollak, and also to really be able to keep up with these people and set the tone on different sets, which I love to do, setting the culture, I like to call it, of, you know, just being the light for God, saying good morning to people, asking people how they're truly doing. You know, if someone has like a little thing happening in their spirit, you know, making sure I notice that and take notice of it, even though we're working around the clock to make something happen. Just being me, you know, and that's served me well in an industry where it's very superficial. It can be very, very dark. People can be very mean and manipulative. And just being able to see that for what it is and rise above it in spite of it all.
That is an amazing journey. And if we can, if you have time for one more segment.
Yes.
One more. Okay. We'll come back because I guess you could probably just take over the show. I mean, we'll just turn the music off, turn my mic off and just let you have Mixed Sunday Morning. Cause I know people will want to follow you just to see what God is doing. So we'll come back and we'll have a little bit more from Miss Ashley Lauren Elrod. You're listening to Mixed Sunday Morning right here on Alabama's Best Mix, Mix 106.5. Welcome back to Mixed Sunday Mornings. Greg Wyckoff, your host, right here on Alabama's Best Mix, Mix 106.5. And taking over the show this morning is Miss Ashley Lauren Elrod. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh.
I mean, it's been a pleasure. You said something in the last segment that caught my attention. Mm-hmm. You know, you talked about how hard it is to be in your industry and to be a Christian and to be a light. And, and you said in the last segment that you would try to set the tone, like just saying good morning. And a lot of Christians think that you have to go out and beat people over the head with the Bible. And you don't, you know, Jesus didn't do that.
No.
He walked that life and people followed him because he walked that life.
Exactly. Yes. Yes. And that's what I love doing. Like that's what I'll lead with, like right out the gate is setting the tone in my spirit, you know? And it's so funny because the last set I was on, for instance, it was interesting because everybody came in the first day. It was like a crew of almost 100 people. And I ended up pretty much knowing everybody at the end of it, and everyone knew me. Everybody, as soon as they saw me, was like, oh, good morning, Ashley. But before the first day, everybody was doing their own thing. You know, people set up their own pockets with their own departments, and it kind of like feels like the first day of school almost, where you're like scoping out things. You're seeing who you may be friends with or not, or, you know, and there's inside drama that usually goes on or something. But I made it a point, you know, to go up to everyone. So just be like, hi, how are you? I'm Ashley. What's your name? What department are you? Very, very cool. You know, and then towards the end of it was like, you know, I'm hugging everybody and we're like, oh, we're going to miss each other. And oh, yeah, keep in touch. And I honestly, like not tooting my own horn, but like nobody was introducing themselves. Like nobody was introducing themselves. Everybody was sticking to themselves until I started the trend. Like I started the trend of like, hi, how are you? Like I opened that up so people weren't so blocked off from one another. I smiled every time I walked past someone. We started joking around and it became a much more loose set. And it became a set where everybody was like doing their best to help other people. That doesn't always happen at all, but you have to be the person to like start that for people to follow.
Well, thank you for being that person for us, because there's a stigma about Hollywood.
Yeah.
You know, there is a stigma about it. And, you know, we need warriors like you.
Yeah, you have to have people. You have to have people of light in all industries, like every single industry. needs to have it. But I mean, honestly, like the church needs to have it.
You're right.
There are not perfect people in church. There are not perfect leaders. I think if anything we've seen in the past couple years alone is how easy it is for leaders to fall in different congregations. It doesn't matter what congregation it is, what denomination it is. People fall. People fall. People make mistakes. People, you know, cheat and lie and et cetera, and have to find their way back. And no one is, is able to go untouched by the temptation of the enemy, you know? And that's why it's so important to make sure you're grounding yourself spiritually, you know, in the Holy Spirit with God, and using that first to live out that lifestyle that He's called us to live out. And making sure you have, I like to say, relationship over religion, over the religion jargon. It's the relationship that matters 100% at the end of the day, over knowing every Bible verse in the Bible, if you're not going to truly, you know, practice it and live it out and let that live through your body in a genuine, authentic way.
Well, all right. The timer is ticking, and since you were on the clock and the expense is keeps going, I mean,
oh no.
Just send the bill to Lee Perryman. He's the owner here at the station. Okay. To Lee Perryman, he'll take care of it.
Okay.
All right. Well, we'll come back for one more segment for words of wisdom is what I'm going to call it, because I pray every night for knowledge and for wisdom. And it's not to be smarter than anybody at work I go to. It's not to be smarter than anybody when I go into Walmart or the drive-thru at Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Right.
It's just when I speak, I want it to be from the Lord.
Yeah.
I want to take me out of it and my selfish ways and be who He wants me to be and say what He wants me to say. So you're on the clock. You get a little break. We've got a few songs. We have Phil Wickham, Elevation Worship, Tarn Wells, Carrie Job, and then we come back to Miss Ashley Lauren Elrod and Words of Wisdom right here on Mix Sunday Morning. How great the cast. That's Mandisa, You Keep Hope Alive, right here on Sunday Morning Mix. And I see Miss Ashley Lauren Elrod shaking her head. Yes, Mandisa. She's
great.
What are they saying? She's got pipes, right?
Yeah, she's awesome. I like definitely feel like some of my music is like inspired by artists like her. So that's awesome.
Well, I asked you in the last segment if you could give us some words of wisdom. If I know you coach, yeah. You know you do some mental health coaching, and I know in your daily walk you're always touching people that suffer. We all suffer. I mean, we all suffer, but I know you have stepped into an arena to share the word of Christ. And if there's somebody listening today that is going through anything, let's just say everybody that's listening today, because they're all going through something. Yes, okay.
Yes.
If you have something that the Lord's laid on your heart to tell them, would you mind sharing that with us?
Yes. It's so funny that you asked this question, because when I got up this morning, because there's been a lot of things happening the past few months, unfortunately, you know, a good friend committed suicide about 3 weeks ago. So I've been going through the ups and downs of kind of that, just that whole thing, because it just, you know, it's more than just grief. It's just a lot of questions and things when those things happen, especially when you've been there yourself and you know how hollow and dark and cold it feels for you to get to that point where you just feel like that's the only option. And then you feel sad surviving that, you know, because you feel sad for people who also feel that way. And it gets to that point. And it brought some triggers actually for me the past couple months that I've been working through. And today, this morning, I woke up and I was praying, and just the Holy Spirit just continued to remind me, you know, you are not a victim. You're not even a survivor. You are a warrior. And warriors do fall, but they continue to get back up and rise and thrive and learn and heal and grow. And sometimes it just takes moment by moment and step by step, not even day by day. Sometimes it's just like literally taking it breath by breath to take those moments. I like to say daily acts and steps of courage to be able to seek the next day of healing that God has for you in your life. So being able to show yourself grace, being able to know that God has an unlimited amount of that for you, and he always loves you and cares for you and is nurturing you in your time of hurts and need. And he just always has his palm out there waiting for you to continue, to guide and lead the process. Because I feel like it gets harder when we try to do it ourselves and we take him out of the equation, or we just have that thing where we've been through so much trauma, such as I have and you have, and I'm sure many people on this call have, when you're like, oh, I'll just do it by myself. I'll do it on my own. I got this, you know, and it's out of a psychological, you know, need to protect yourself, right? But God is always the one who's like, but I am the one who's your protector. I am the one who is leading you. I am with you, and you just need to trust me. And I want you to put your burdens on me so that I can truly make you light. And once you learn to start doing that, that's when things start getting easier, and easier breath by breath, day by day, moment by moment. But it takes your relinquish of that power you feel you have, which you don't. We can't control life, but we can control, like I said, how you react to it. It truly is about how you react and what you do in those moments of pain that make you who you are and make you stronger. So yeah.
Well, all I could say is amen. And I'm not a pew jumper, but if you were in the pulpit right now and you just gave that word, I would jump the pew. Okay? I'm telling you, I would jump the pew.
Amen. Amen. I'm here for everyone always to be encouraged. And I always speak out about healing as much as possible, because I've had to heal myself through a lot of stuff and continue to have to. Like we talked about earlier, life doesn't stop. And sometimes we don't understand why things happen, why people go too soon or unfair circumstances come. But I just know that God does truly use it all for our good in some form or fashion. There's always a full circle moment. And we just have to continue to be open to the wonder and open to him. So. Yeah.
Well, thank you for taking the time in a very busy schedule to come introduce yourself to us, to tell us a little bit of what God is doing in your life. Now, what's the easiest way for people to follow you?
Everyone can follow me. Instagram is like my favorite thing. So go ahead and follow me at ASHLEYLAUREN official. And you'll be able to just follow me on my journey, DM me. I love to chat with people, learn their stories. That's how we met. And it's just awesome to be able to connect with people and keep people encouraged. So I'm always on there. Or you can drop me a line via my website at ashleylaurensmusic.com.
Well, thank you. And you are always welcome to come back. I'd love to see if you could do maybe a Ashley Lauren Elrod minute and just an inspirational thing. We'll just plug it in the show.
Hey,
you know, if God's laid something on your heart to share, you know, this is the vehicle maybe to get it out.
Hey, I am down.
All right. Well, have a great week. You'll be doing some rehearsing this week.
Yes, I have a couple different auditions coming up. Broadway is back up and running. So I just finished up something for Tina, the Broadway musical, for a self-tape for my agent. And then Hairspray is this weekend.
Okay. So, all right.
We're pushing along.
Well, again, thank you. God bless you. You'll be in my prayers. And, you know, if you need anything, you can always to reach out to me. And maybe one day, if you make it to Birmingham, Atlanta,
yeah,
maybe we can meet.
Yes, that'd be awesome. It'd be great to, like, go beyond the Zoom world.
It would. Yes, ma'am. All right. Well, Miss Ashley, have a tremendous week. And we'll be praying for a hedge of protection around you as you are making your ways around in this country.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And same. Thank you.
All right. Well, coming up, one of my favorite songs, Jonathan and Melissa Helsler, Raise a Hallelujah, right here on Sunday Morning Mix. It's Mix Sunday Morning. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. Thank you for listening. And wasn't that a great interview with Miss Ashley Lauren Elrod? Follow her and keep up with her journey. You were just listening to Hillsong United Oceans. Coming up, the Worship Coalition, Chris Tomlin. But right now, it's Lauren Daigle with You Say, right here on Mix Sunday Morning. I keep fighting. That's Mac Brock, Heart Wide Open, right here on Mix Sunday Mornings. Hey, this is Greg Wyckoff, your host, and I know a lot of churches have started by now. Sunday school started, but if you're listening, get up and go find a house of worship. That's what I like to call it. I don't like to call it church. I like to call it a house of worship. Go pick a church that is teaching the Bible and what it is, because the Bible tells us not to change it, to amend it. It is what it is, and it's the Word of God. So find a preacher that will stand in that gap and teach you the Word of God. Hey, coming up, Mercy Me, but now it's Toby Mac. Help is on the way on Mix Sunday Morning.